Prepare to broadcast worldwide.
You've discovered TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
Max Worldwide, starring Rooster McRobbins.
Enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
MaxWorldLive.com.
A little bit after 10 o'clock on a fine Monday morning, the first day of June. I cannot believe it. I guess summer officially started, May 22nd, I think, is when the actual day summer started. Or May, is that June that summer started?
No, that's June that summer started. We're not even into June yet.
Well, we sure have had some difficult weather across the Midwest here in the last couple of days, and they're anticipating even more. I know our friends in Chicago are getting thunderstorms and things like that. So
The Midwest is getting covered. When I came in here, it was pouring, as they say down home, cats and dogs.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah, it was pouring, man.
See, I've been at work since like 6:15 this morning, and it wasn't raining when I came
at
in.
Five,
you got here at
5:05 when I got up.
Don't give me this. I got up before you, crap. You were in bed sawing logs, huggling with Mrs. McRoberts,
well,
probably until 5 minutes before you got your lazy buddy in here.
And I really feel bad because
you don't feel bad.
Mrs. Mack yesterday was asking me if I was going to be in your little class on Sunday, and I said, no, I'm not. And she looks at me with these eyes like, why aren't you going to be there? You know, why aren't you going to be at the program?
Because you only work 2 hours a day.
Oh, I did say that, didn't I?
That's right. You only work 2 hours a day.
That's right. My union contract stipulates 9 to 11, and then I am off at 11:01.
Anyway, we're glad to have you along today. We want to introduce you to our next guest. His name is Jim Jacobson. And Jim is the head of the... Now, I want to pull this out right so I can get it right. Jim is the head of the Christian Freedom International Organization, and he's the president, and he's watching from a distance to see if President Obama has any time for the Christian community, because he certainly is spending a lot of time with the Muslim community.
Yeah, he sure is.
Jim, welcome to MaxWorldLive.com. How are you today? Hello?
Do we have Jim?
I guess we don't have Jim. He's not there yet. Okay, Jim hasn't called in yet.
Well, hopefully Jim will be on, because I mean, if anybody wants to know something about this, before he started this company, he served as a policy analyst for the Reagan White House. He served as an appointee in the administration of George Herbert W. Bush, and was a senior legislative assistant in the U.S. Senate. I mean, he's got some interesting background and credentials. He was elected for a 4-year term to the Warren County, Virginia Board of Supervisors, so he has some knowledge on political issues. But he's testified before Congress, conducted briefings at the White House, State Department, and the United Nations, and he personally, and everybody knows my position on church and God, and that time I am very God-fearing, but he has personally brought aid, smuggled, okay? I want you all to understand this term. Scary thing, smuggled Bibles and provided advocacy to Christians in many countries in the past 10 years. He frequently travels into restricted countries, either overtly or covertly, okay, where Christians are severely persecuted for their faith, including active war zones. Okay, now, you got to admit, this is a brave guy, okay, to do that type of work. One brave guy. He's a college graduate out of Michigan. He has a wife. He has 12 children, and he's been married for 20 years. I was going to kid with him a little bit. If we can get him on here, I was going to kid with him a little bit with 12 kids. I mean, the guy's got to be, he's got to be a magician to be able to do everything he's done and still handle 12 kids. I mean, I got two girls, and they were more than a handful, all right?
Mandy, would you do me a favor and call Dave in Chicago?
Okay.
And give him the backup number so we can get a hold of Mr. Jacobson.
Yeah, I'm working on it right now.
Okay, there seems to be a miscommunication there. You know, while we're taking this time, we ought to just talk a little bit about the Dam to Dam run.
Sure.
And for those of you that have gone on our website and read my firsthand account of the Dam to Dam run, basically what happened here is Rooster came out. And Mandy and he, of course, Mandy is practicing. She's getting loosened up. She's stretching. She's eating protein foods and everything like that. And Rooster's standing next to the ambulance smoking a stogie and drinking his Templeton Rye. And the race starts, and you guys are in the 700s. And I think it went all the way to 10. To 10.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sections of it.
And what was the speed that won Dam to Dam? Do we know that?
Yeah, I can find out pretty quick. It was incredible, the speeds that did that. But I'll find that for you as you're talking here. So I
just ran alongside because that's just kind of a casual stroll for me, given that
my
exercise
God.
And what I do in my life.
Yeah,
which is
nothing.
And at one point, I even got on camera that Mandy was running backwards, trying to make sure her dad, Rooster, was doing okay back
there.
And there were repeated times during the run on Saturday where Mandy had to stop and make sure Rooster was all right, and he'd get winded or he'd start to hold his chest or he'd have to sit down and have a drink of water or something down there by the side. It was really sad. But about 25 feet from the end, Mandy's way up the head, and it's obvious she's going to win this thing. We don't even know if Rooster can crawl over the finish line at this time.
I ran over the finish line,
Rooster goes down to the ground and starts holding his ankle, crying like a whimpering baby, just crying like a beat seal.
And
then he starts calling for his mommy.
I did not do any
mommy,
of that crap.
Mommy
she's,
Rooster.
She's
mommy
not even
McRoberts.
She's not even in here. And
Mommy McRoberts, please come in. And the television cameras, you probably saw it on Channel 13 on the news Saturday night, because they had that grown man struggled in a fetal position, whimpering like a child, holding his ankle. So Mandy, being the good daughter that she is, stops her race, runs back to help her father out. The minute she bends over to see if his ankle's okay, he pushes her over like a bully, jumps up.
No,
obviously,
I did not.
Obviously,
do that.
Not having any injury at all, and he paced across.
I
the
have some information
line,
for you.
Beating Mandy by just a few seconds.
Yeah, but here's number one. See, we're getting off this subject because Mac is lying and he's blind and he's one terrible, terrible journalist, by the way. Julius came in first on the 5K in 15.36. 15 minutes and 36 seconds.
And it took
seconds.
You how long?
49.49.
So it took you almost three times as long.
Oh, absolutely. No question. This guy's 34. The next person came in was Evan Seltzer out of Winterset, Iowa, 16.14. And there were a lot of them coming in under 30 minutes. A lot of them came in under 30 minutes. Now, there was actually two races, which are rather interesting. You had the first one that started at 5:30 in the morning, which is a 20K. So the 5K, for you folks that need to know what K means, it's actually 3.1 miles. And the 20K is 12.4 miles. Now, just figure this out. Here's the number one person in the 20K, you want to know how fast they did it? The 20K, 12.4 miles, 1 hour, 2 minutes, 10 seconds.
Oh, my Lord.
Figure that out. Running, 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 10 seconds means that is one heck of a pace, right at 12 miles per hour. That's a gazelle, man. I mean,
a gazelle.
I'm saying John here, 24 out of Coon Rapids, Minnesota, did it in 1:02:10. Right behind him was Capruto Rodish. I'm sorry, I'm butchering your name.
Yeah,
out of Columbia, Missouri, was 24 seconds compared to John's 10 seconds.
Here, let's
unbelievable.
Watch. After Rooster pushed his daughter down to the ground and gave her a boo-boo and then ran across the finish line, here was Rooster's bragging about beating up on a girl. Now, Mandy, just do me a favor and just come over on the microphone here just a little bit. How are you doing today? Is your ego still hurt because your dad beat you up and threw you down just for the sake of being able to say he won a race? Or I mean, how are you doing over there?
No, my feelings aren't hurt.
Well, your feelings shouldn't be hurt because I won fair and square.
You can't get me down. No, you did not win.
You did not win fair and square.
I did too.
No, you did not.
I'm calling you out. We'll do
pushing,
it again.
Pushing.
Oh, we are doing it again.
Oh, yeah.
You call me out. I already said that we're doing it again.
I think you guys ought to do the Hy-Vee triathlon, which is swimming and biking and running.
Yeah, ain't happening.
No.
When's the Susan Coleman run? Do you know?
I don't know. I will.
Sometime
I will
this summer,
out for
though.
You, though.
Yeah, I think when it comes to that, and what I think, Mandy Lynn, you need to do next time is you need to carry an additional flip phone.
I totally agree.
So we can
with
get...
With a recording device.
Absolutely.
To copy everything he said.
That's
wrong.
Right. So you can get him...
That is not wrong.
...crying like a baby, laying on the side of the road,
okay,
the whole nine yards.
West Des Moines gal, Mac is fibbing that she's in. She's on our chat room here. Now, he's fibbing. I did not take advantage of my daughter.
Oh, but
not,
Mandy,
I did not know. No,
you are lying through your teeth. You picked on your daughter. You threw her to the ground. You
I did not throw her to the
you
ground.
You stomped on her ankles in hopes that she wouldn't be able to get up. But Super Amanda, she jumped right up and almost beat you across the finish line.
Oh,
and I have it all on video.
Yeah,
so, West Des Moines gal, love you to death. But let me tell you.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, right. So both... His daughter and I are liars? Obviously not. We know who is the fibber here, and it's
the big
rooster.
You're shading the truth, people. You're shading the truth. The reality is at no point in time did I walk and ran this 3.1 miles. I'm 50 years old, and I prepped for it by eating about 8 to 10 cheeseburgers the night before.
That's true.
Mandy Lynn, however, has been walking every single day, going to the gym for the last 3 months, okay? I have not seen the door of a gym, nor darkened the door of a gym, in years, for that matter. Years. But I've been training with McCheeseburgers, okay? And I still never one time stopped. I walked or ran the entire time.
Oh, yeah, you stopped. You stopped when you fell to the ground and started whimpering like a beat seal.
That's the lie.
Oh, Mommy McRoberts,
that's the lie.
Mommy McRoberts,
I never fell down.
You text your wife to come help you.
Oh, no. See, I know that. I didn't do that because Mrs. McRoberts, here's her rule, okay? You get thrown in jail, do not call me. You break down, you do not call me. You go in a race at 50 years old, dummy, you do not call me.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we are going to have Mr. Jim Jacobson in the studio, and he is the president of a wonderful organization called the Christian Freedom International, and he just wants to know, is Mr. Obama as a president going to take care of Christians as well as he's taking care of Muslims and the other people that are trying to kill us, the enemies of our country? We'll talk to Mr. Jacobson live when we come back. Starring Rooster McRoberts, I'm J. Michael McCoy, and this is Max World. And if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. We love our jobs, and we couldn't do it without you right here in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Grandpa is amazing. At least that's what Sydney, my 5-year-old granddaughter, says. Yeah, and I taught her to say that. You know, I'm passionate, and I love being a dad to my 4 kids and a grandpa to my 3 kids and a husband to my wife. My wife always says it takes 20 years to train a good husband. Thank heavens my wife is a patient woman. I'm passionate about my relationships and believe each one begins with a conversation. In Max World, I explore people and their passions. When you first meet me, the first question out of my mouth is, what are you passionate about? And then the relationship begins. I have other passions, including my marriage to my wife, my children, my relationship with my Father God. I'm kind of religious, and great talk radio. So whether it be politics, relationships, sex, or religion, no subject is taboo. And Rooster makes it all the more interesting with his down-home Southern opinions and attitude. So welcome to Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts. And as I always say, thanks for listening. I love my job, and I couldn't do it without you, here at MaxWorldLive.com.
As our scene opens, we find Tom Coates from Consumer Credit of Des Moines dealing with a credit customer and her credit card company. We hear Tom ask,
"So, why did you charge so much?"
"Well, it was a mistake."
To which the credit card company replies,
"And now she has to pay for it." "Wait a minute. Why did your company give her so much credit?"
"Because that's how we make money."
"I don't have enough money."
"That's not my problem." "That is your problem. Bad credit card debt is everyone's problem."
"She blew it. She doesn't know how to play the game."
"But she's still playing the game. She's getting counseling. As for you, you're fired."
Need someone to fire your credit card company? Call Consumer Credit of Des Moines, Iowa's largest credit counseling agency. Consumer Credit of Des Moines has 7 offices throughout Iowa. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. MediFast. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50. You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MediFastIowa.TSFL.com. Check them out. MediFast Iowa.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
Prepare to be dazzled.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Feels like my eyes have been blown wide open.
MaxWorldLive.com.
17 minutes after the hour. Good morning. June 1st. We are live here in MaxWorldLive.com. If you're listening on TalkZone.com, thank you very much. We are a live daily. Live. And that is one of the keys. A live daily radio show starring Rooster McRoberts and myself. I'm Mac. And we debate all kinds of issues. Social issues. Political issues. Mm-hmm. We do faith and values. Our passions are to meet people and then start a conversation. And that creates great radio. And we've been doing this a long time, and we're new to TalkZone.com, and so we thank you for listening. Go to our website with any ideas you have. Go to our website with any criticisms. I was in the restaurant business for 23 years, and I always told people I appreciated it when you told me the cheeseburgers were good, but I really needed to know when they weren't good. And it's the same with radio. If you're listening to this radio program and you find something isn't what you want or you want something different, for heaven's sakes, please come in at any time and tell us what you'd like to have us talk about on this radio show, because it's really your voice we want to hear in Max World Live. We do not want to sit and listen to, well, I don't want to sit and listen to myself pontificate. I know you love the sound of your own voice.
I actually like listening to the sound of my own voice, and that my pontifications are valuable to everyone.
They are. They aren't worth jack.
They're life experiences that I've gone through that
yeah,
I can share,
right.
Much like I did with Mandy Lynn on the 5K race.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And so the world needs the Rooster Man to help them out.
I don't think the world... needs
what?
The Rooster Man.
The Rooster Man.
Is that what you said? The Rooster Man?
That's the best I got.
Okay.
You know, that's the best I got.
Anyway, we appreciate you being here this afternoon and
taking
the time. Not you. I'm talking to the listeners. Okay? I'm talking to the listeners. And your input is always important to us, and we appreciate any time you can spend some time and visit with us here in MaxWorldLive.com. If you go to MaxWorldLive.com, you'll also notice that we have a visual component to our radio show. It's a four-camera HD system when we're able to do a lot of fun stuff with it, like this, which is put up the picture of our guest and his name on the screen. And I want to introduce you to Jim Jacobson. And Jim is the president of the great organization, president of an organization called the Christian Freedom International. Jim, welcome to Max World Live this morning. How are you?
Hey, Mac. I'm doing great. And hi to Rooster Man, too. Great to
hey,
meet you.
Hey, thanks.
Where
thanks.
Do you hail from? Jim, where are you this morning?
Well, we're up in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, where we have our international headquarters, and it's almost snowing here. So
really?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, we're just waiting for summer to come. And, you know, global warming has not hit our part of the world yet. We're waiting for it. And
well, Al Gore, he hasn't got that far up yet. You know, I mean, he'll get there. He's going to need another award or $1 million something or another. So it'll start hitting Michigan soon, don't you think?
I hope so. You know, I could send him a note to tell him that he can relax, though, because Sault Ste. Marie is one place that global warming has not been affected by global warming. So whatever we're doing here is working. And he can learn a lot from what's going on here, because it is not warming up, I can assure you.
Jim, tell us a little bit about your organization, Christian Freedom International.
Christian Freedom International is an organization dedicated to promoting religious liberty and specifically helping persecuted Christians around the world. We live in a time when Christians in some 60 nations face real persecution. As a matter of fact, last year alone, approximately 165,000 Christians were martyred for their faith. That's stuff that does not make the evening news, yet it's a reality for minority Christians around the world today in many of these countries. And so we help out. We provide medicine, food, aid, Bibles, advocacy. We're really a voice for the voiceless. And so we do a lot of work, especially in Muslim worlds today, the Muslim world, where so much of the persecution is going on right now.
I have to tell you, seriously, looking at your bio and what you've done, Jim, first of all, and I don't do this very often, but I applaud your strength. I applaud your bravery to take the Bible into countries that, quite frankly, I'm certain, I've read a lot of books over the years. You're taking your life into your own hands. And it shows the sign of a man that's not just talking about something around the United States, but actually doing something. So congratulations to you on that, and I applaud that. My question really is here, what do we as the Christian group of people, a Christian group of people, need to do? Where are we going to be a year or 4 years from now after this Obama administration has gone down the road 4 years from now? What's going to happen to us in this country based upon where he's going?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what unfolds here over the next coming days and weeks. The president is set to give a major speech on June 4th to the Muslim world. He's giving that speech in Cairo, Egypt, and it's going to be a major policy-making type speech. What we're hearing from sources close to the White House is that it's basically going to be a major apology for the past 8 years of the Bush administration. And he's going to reach out and extend a hand of friendship to mend fences and everything, and according to his view that he needs to mend.
Oh, my.
But what concerns us a great deal is that this administration seems to be bending over backwards to really praise the contributions of Islam and to talk about it and praise it in every way. At the same time, they're not doing anything to mention the great country that we have here in America, the Judeo-Christian heritage that we have through our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and what our founding fathers gave to us.
Right.
Every president prior to this one really promoted our way of life to the rest of the world, and yet we don't see that happening here. And, you know, he's going to Egypt on the 4th, and actually Egypt has a very, very poor track record when it comes to the treatment of minority Christians in that country. And so we hope the president uses this as an opportunity to speak out on behalf of people who face persecution, not only in Egypt, but throughout the Islamic world today.
But he's not. My take on this, he's not going to do that, though.
It doesn't look that way. You know, it's interesting. There's sort of a trend that's developing here, whether you talk about the incident at Georgetown University where the White House advance team covered up Christian symbols for a photo op for the president. A few weeks ago, we had the National Day of Prayer that has been a time-honored tradition in this country where the White House brings in clergy and members of all different faiths and religions to the White House to have a day of prayer for our nation. But this president chose not to honor that event. Instead, he issued a proclamation. And then we had him in Turkey here a few weeks ago, really talking about how America is no longer a Christian nation and praising the contributions that Islam has made, not only for the world, but for this nation.
Right. That's exactly right. But we are a Christian nation. How can he get away with this?
Well, it's true. You know, we have separation of church and state in this country, and that's a great thing. And so we're not an official Christian nation. But the reality is that the rest of the world sees America as a Christian nation. And in public opinion poll after public opinion poll, people say they believe in Christianity. So that's who we are. And we shouldn't be afraid, as other presidents did, and talk about this wonderful heritage that we have as Americans, where we have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of mobility, and all sorts of other rights, that we have something to talk about. And yet the political establishment in Washington, you know, seems to be shying away from who we are as Americans, and that's too bad.
We're listening to Jim Jacobson, and Jim hails from Michigan this morning, and he is the president of an organization called Christian Freedom International. And he's watching from a distance, hopefully not too far away, to see if Obama has at any time any time at all for the Christian community, because he certainly has time for the rest of the community of Islam, of Muslim, of other places. Jim, let me ask you a question if I can. What do you see America like in six, 7 more years should Obama be elected again? And obviously in his second term, a little more fearless because he doesn't have to run for re-election. What do you see happening to the Christian nation in the United States of America if Obama continues on this terror against Christians?
Well, there are some things that really concern us in a few ways. Let's remember a few months ago or less than that, that there was a memo produced by the Department of Homeland Security that said to keep an eye on people that had right-wing bumper stickers on their cars, that were returning vets from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Who had pulled, like, bumper stickers and that sort of thing. That is a major concern to me because, you know, I served for President Reagan on his White House staff, and I just can't imagine the type of conversations that occurred behind closed doors at the White House to produce that kind of memo, the type of bitterness that must take place in these staff meetings for them to issue this type of memorandum. It concerns me a great deal. And I've had a lot of pastors call me in the last couple of weeks and months to say, you know, things like, we talk about issues of marriage in our church, and will I be accused of a hate crime if I preach from my convictions on the issue that marriage is between a man and a woman? These are legitimate concerns that people have, and the trend is not very good if you look at what's been going on here. And so just when I think I've seen it all and can't be surprised anymore by what the White House comes up with, each day I'm kind of shocked at what they put out. So, you know, it's something that Americans need to be watchful and be vigilant about, and we need to use every opportunity we can when we see policies promulgated by this White House to speak out about it and to let our members of Congress know that we disagree with it or, in some cases, agree. But we need to be vigilant like never before.
Jim Jacobson is our guest today. He is the president of the Christian Freedom International Fund. He's very concerned about Obama and his administration and what they're going to be doing to Christians. I'm going to jump ahead when we come back from our break a little bit, and I'm going to ask our guest, Mr. Jacobson, to explore whether he thinks Christian persecution will become a standard operating procedure for the Obama administration. Christian persecution. Yes, folks, we could be back in those days.
Yep.
We'll talk about that when we come back live in MaxWorld at MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
You know, every once in a while, a radio show comes along that offers both information and entertainment. A daily radio show that one moment makes you jump up and down and yell, "Finally!" Someone who loves America as much as I do. And sometimes makes you want to throw your cell phone at the radio and yell, "Shut the up!" Well, congratulations. You just found your next best friend on the air. MaxWorld, starring Rooster McRoberts, a sensible, fine, upstanding American like Mac, and a hillbilly redneck like Rooster. Honestly, how do these boys do this show without killing each other? Oh, heavens. Is this the future of radio? Yep, and it's all here live for you at MaxWorld Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Great googly moogly.
Now, I'll warn you, listening to MaxWorld Live may cause you to yell, scream, and throw objects at your radio. But have some fun doing it. And thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
Hey, Rod Doctor, 911. There's an epidemic and it's on the run. It's a style emergency. She shouldn't have tried to squeeze that D cup into a B. So if things are going south at the speed of gravity, or your cup runneth over face reality, here's the right prescription for every woman. Call Rod Doctor 911.
The essential bodywear bras are engineered to lift the breast tissue an average of 2 to 6 inches, yet priced similar to quality department stores. The Bra Doctor 911 team of certified bra fitters draw a crowd in spas, expos, health and fitness centers, as well as doctor's offices, and also make house calls to homes and businesses. A new twist to the dreaded bra shopping. To host a Perk Me Up event, go to BraDoctor911.com. Positions open in Iowa.
Independent essential bodywear representatives.
You know, I'm passionate about great local talk radio. But I'm also passionate about the great American dream. That's owning your own home. And even in today's real estate market, it's a great time to buy your new home. And that's what I do when I'm not talking to you on the radio. I help Iowa's families find their next home. As a licensed real estate agent for Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group and with over 30 years of buying and selling real estate experience, my other passion is to help you find your new home. We'll tour every home on the market until we find your dream home. And as a buyer's broker, I work exclusively with you, the home buyer, giving you the best service and real estate advice possible. So when you're ready to look for your new dream home, talk to me, J. Michael McCoy, Mac at McCoy.net, a proud member of the Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group.
Having your morning caffeine and surfing the web?
No, proofing my sign designs from Fast Signs.
You design signs, too?
Fast Signs does. I send them my ideas and logos. They deliver innovative sign solutions, and they make me look good. They do all our banners, menu boards, and vehicle wraps.
Okay, but doesn't Fast Signs have to come to the office to discuss sketches and present proofs?
Fast Signs technology has made sign buying so simple, I can oversee the whole process online at fastsigns.com.
Let me see that.
Look, everything's right here, and it will be shipped to all of our locations. I review and either suggest changes or approve, and then Fast Signs has our order on its way.
It does sound simple.
It is.
Latte, ready for Jeff.
There's your latte.
Go to fastsigns.com to find the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Sam Acheson of Acheson Autoworks. Did you know that we've been serving our customers in Des Moines and surrounding suburbs since 1947? Yep, we like to call ourselves the professional repairers. Why? Because we're not a dealership. We don't sell cars. Repairing cars is not a sideline for us. It's our specialty. That's all we do. Now, I'm not picking on the dealerships. They're gorgeous facilities, way nicer than mine. But who do you think pays for those nice buildings? So you want to buy a new car or truck, you need warranty repairs, go to a dealership. After that, do yourself and your checkbook a favor. When your vehicle needs service or body work, drop the dealership, forget the franchise, align yourself with Acheson Auto Works. We have thousands of customers in Central Iowa. We'd like you for our customer, too. We won't let you down, I promise. We're Acheson Auto Works at 8000 University Boulevard in Clyde.
Our reputation is your guarantee. Acheson Auto Works, you'll agree. You can trust Acheson Auto Works.
We can make it perfect. We're Aquafusion of Iowa, the authorized dealer for the General Electric Pro Elite water system. Unlike some water systems, the GE Pro Elite provides 100% conditioned and refined water 100% of the time that you're using it. And how? With an advanced monitoring system that checks your water 24 hours a day and automatically adapts to the changing water conditions. And value? Because refined water saves you real money, like up to 60% on detergent and soap costs, and it prolongs the life of your appliances from water heaters to dishwashers, and because you'll never have to buy bottled water ever again, our GE Pro Elite water system actually pays for itself. So let's talk about your water needs and what we can do about it. We're Aquafusion of Iowa. Look us up by typing in Aquafusion of Iowa in a Google search. That's Aquafusion with a Z. Local, trusted, and ready to work today. We can make your water perfect every day. Aquafusion of Iowa.
Internet Talk Radio. Planet Earth. This is TalkZone.com.
You know, opinions are like, well, you know, everybody's got one.
What did you just call me?
But I want to hear yours.
You talking to me?
Phone lines are open. 1-888 go for it. It's MaxWorldLive.com. All right, good afternoon. We are live here in MaxWorldLive.com. It's about 24 minutes before the top of the hour. And we appreciate you taking the time to visit us today. We are on TalkZone.com, which is a national platform that you can grab us there. We appreciate you listening. You can also swing over to our website, which is MaxWorldLive.com. And the only reason you might want to go there is we have a visual component to our show, as well as an auditory component. Not that we're big into TV or anything, but we can show you different things that are going on. This is where we're at. We broadcast live from a place called Miss Kitty's, and it is a kind of a
tourist attraction here in central Iowa. It's been here about 11 years. It's a country dance club. And we can also have some fun, such as here I'm playing a little video of, I went over to Rooster's house the other day, and these are all his grandchildren. Playing around right there in the rooster's nest. The grandchildren, of course, are very hungry, and they're asking for food.
They do that a lot.
And here, of course, is our little puppy called Picasso, which was my wife's Mother's Day present. And I'm happy to tell you that when we got Picasso, he was 3.8 pounds. He is now at 5.6. So he's growing up. He should be maxed out at about 9 pounds, and he's a little Jack Russell Terrier.
Yeah, that dog will knock you on your keister.
He's a fun puppy.
He does not slow down at all.
All right, we want to go to our guest today, and his name is Jim Jacobson, and he is the president of a great organization. It is called the Christian Freedom International. And before we lose sight of how to get a hold of you, Jim, why don't you give us the website or ways that people can get a hold of you?
Appreciate that. They can go to Christian Freedom. That's all one word, christianfreedom.org, O-R-G. And we have all sorts of reports that we post every day. We have newsletters that people can sign up for, both through the mail and email. And it's just a great way to get informed about the issues of religious persecution and how you can make a difference. So go to christianfreedom.org.
Do you think that, Mr. Jacobson, do you think we're going to become persecuted as Christians if the Obama administration continues down their, I don't know, their worldview way? Is this something we need to be concerned about, or is it already happening?
Well, you know, there's some things that we have to keep an eye on, that's for sure. And, of course, as a condition of being a Christian, Jesus Christ, the founder of Christianity, said that they persecuted me, they will persecute you. So that's a condition of the faith. But, you know, one of the earliest proposals that the Obama administration put out there was to remove the tax deductibility of individuals and corporations making over $250,000. And it basically, that said that if you make $250,000 or more, you can no longer receive a tax deduction if you give to your church or favorite charity. And that was met with a lot of bad vibes on the Hill, but it's still out there. And that's just a starting point.
I didn't even know that I thought that was a dead issue. You're saying it's still an open issue, Jim?
It's still out there. The first round, it was sort of dead on arrival. A lot of folks on the Hill said, you know, we don't like it, but the more that we spend and the more that we need revenue, this is going to be looked at over and over again, and that's how issues are always dealt with in Washington. The administration still favors that. And they've got to find a way to pay for all of this expansion of government. And so that affects a lot of people when they can't give to the charity of their choice and receive a tax deduction. And so that's one thing, just for starters. Another thing that the administration quickly initiated right away was through the White House faith-based office, where there are a lot of grants that go out to different ministries and organizations that do good things with that. But the Obama administration wanted to be clear that if you're going to take these grants, there are strings attached, and strings that were not attached during the past 8 years. And that is when it comes down to who you can hire and the types of programs that you can fund. And so if you're a Christian ministry and you have to, for example, hire people who are not Christians, well, that really hurts your ability to maintain your ministry, and so that's a big concern for us. And then you've got growing legislation and initiatives under the hate crime laws. And you know, this past weekend, the outrageous, the terrible murder of that abortion doctor, Dr. Tiller, out in Kansas City.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Right. Terrible. No one, you know, condones that. We condemn that. It was wrong, the whole thing. But we're curious to see how the White House is going to react to that. And do things through hate crimes legislation that could potentially curtail what is said and done in churches. And so, you know, we're going to watch that very, very closely.
So our religious freedom, not only our American rights, but our religious freedoms, you see, Jim, which was the question early on from Mac, you see them going away. That's what you're telling me, right? That's the bottom line?
I'm... You better believe it, if we're not vigilant. And, you know, I just got a call last week from a Bible study group out in San Diego, and these are folks meeting in their home, pastor, and they had a weekly Bible study in the evening, well, the local authorities came out and basically shut them down because they were in violation of all sorts of local zoning ordinances as far as parking, traffic count. They didn't have proper street lighting, that sort of thing.
That's bogus. Okay, come on. That's bogus. There's somebody out, you said California?
I'm California. That's
correct. I'm curious to see what part of California. Do you know the city?
San Diego.
Yep. San Diego. Well, there you go. Forgive me. Land of fruits and nuts. And I mean, look at the police officers that are in San Francisco that are transgender and gay and the whole nine yards. I mean, there you go. We're going down the river about as fast as our government can paddle it. Here's the thing that I see, and I don't want to sound fatalistic, Jim, but here's what I see. I see us in 3 years not being just socialistic but communistic. I see this turning into a communist country where we're going to have to be doing some of the things that they used to do in Russia, but probably still do for that matter, having church services or gatherings of Christians at late at night and with the windows backed out and that type of thing. When we come back, again, here's the question. When we come back after the break here, Jim, what can we do? What can we do? And don't give me the answer. I'm going to do this real quick. Don't give me the answer. Get a hold of our legislators. They're not listening. What can we do after the break?
We're coming back live in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hi, this is Mac from MaxWorldLive.com, and we enjoy coming to you every single day live from the heart of America, talking about the subjects that you're passionate about, talking about your family, and most importantly, listening to what you have to say. What you say on our radio program is the most important thing. That's why our phone lines are always open at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. Call in. Share what you're thinking. I may not agree, but your opinion matters to me, and I will respect what you have to say. You know, the other thing I respect are the advertisers, the sponsors, the underwriters who help make this program possible every day. I call them my passion partners because, like me, they're passionate about great local talk radio. So when you hear the advertisers, do me a favor. Go to their business or call them on the phone. Tell them thanks for sponsoring great local live talk radio, because that's what you'll hear every day. Brought to you by our passion partners right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hey, Tech Angel Doug here from Create Wow Media. We brought this show from the Stone Age to the Web Age. Create Wow Media helps companies amplify their online brands through multimedia. Where do you look for information first? Are you spending marketing dollars to become findable on the web? Or still hoping your old brochure website will bring you new business? Contact us today to discover how you can amplify your company's online brand. CreateWowMedia.com, the online brand amplifiers.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
Right, are we ready?
Yeah!
The real reason for the invention of the Internet. TalkZone.com.
Got an opinion of your own? You don't like what we're saying? Well, bring it on!
You ain't too big for me to give you a licking!
Phone lines are open at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. It's MaxWorldLive.com. Quarter of 11, good afternoon, or good morning. We are live in MaxWorldLive.com. And we have a special guest with us today, and his name is Jim Jacobson. And Jim is the president of an organization based out of Michigan, and it is called the Christian Freedom International. And he's watching very closely some of the actions of our newly elected President Obama, as he believes, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, Jim, but would it be fair to say that you believe that we are, as a Christian nation, or as Christians in this nation, we are under attack from the Obama administration as they're trying to... They're not trying to wipe out Christianity. That would be too strong, but they're certainly trying to give us a second seat behind any other religion that we have in this country.
you know, if you were writing a script for a bad movie, you, the title of this movie would be Islam Good, Christianity Bad. And, you know, it's time for people in Washington to speak out for what made this country great. Nobody's doing that right now. And getting back to the question we had just before the break about what can we do as Americans, I think it's time like never before to get involved in the political process, especially in the grassroots level. You know, I was part of the Reagan Revolution, and I'm proud to say I was, you know, in the White House staff for President Reagan, but it took years of people being involved at the county level, the precinct level, getting there, getting these local meetings and getting involved and speaking out until the right nominees are selected. You know, when President Reagan came into office, let's not forget that we had interest rates that were 20-some percent. Inflation was out of the roof. We had double-digit unemployment, gas lines stretching for miles. And yet Reagan, within 2 years, was able to get the country back on track. And you know, the engine was running on all eight cylinders again.
Yeah, but nobody gives him any credit, Jim. That's the problem. Nobody's giving Reagan any credit for that.
Well, the elite in Washington and New York and Los Angeles, they hated Reagan. They couldn't stand anything that he was about. But the American people responded, and he had a very, very high favorability rating with the American people. And he accomplished a lot. You know, one of the first speeches President Reagan gave was he called the Soviet Union the evil empire. He met with the leaders of the Soviet Union, but he wasn't afraid to speak out and condemn the actions and the activities of that awful regime. One of the last speeches he gave as president was he said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. It happened.
Right.
And so, you know, for the president who's shaking the hands of every dictator and giving Chavez a high five and everything like that,
yeah.
Well, that's you know, you can do that, but at the same time, you have to balance that by saying you've got some real bad things going on in your countries, and you've got to stop it for us to do business with you. And that's what Reagan did, and he was respected for it, and we saw the results of his words and actions. And we're not seeing that right now.
I think that Mr. Obama is pretty much two-faced. He wants to tell us, the American people, one thing, yet he tells all of these radicals that would just as soon slit our throats as look at us something else. And he's got no guts. Frankly, he's got no guts. He's got no backbone at all. And that's sad. And that, again, terrifies me as an American, as a true American. That terrifies me that we have somebody in the most powerful position in the world, supposedly, and he is perpetuating these concepts in this directive.
Let me throw something out there. And I want to do this with the utmost of respect. I am not a crazy person. And Jim, I understand you represent an organization, and it may be difficult for you to comment on this. But you mentioned earlier the gentleman from Kansas City who's been arrested, and I don't believe charged yet, but at least accused of killing that baby killing doctor continually did late term abortions. And even though we would never, ever, ever say that murder of any type of person, and I'm against the death penalty, so I'm you could take the worst person on the face of this earth, and I don't think they should be murdered. That's not our place, that's God's place. You may disagree with that, Jim, but I just don't think you can
I do, but that's fine.
I don't think you can be pro-life but say the death penalty is okay. But here's my point. If we have people who are fanatical enough to kill a doctor because he performs late-term abortions, wouldn't this send a red flag up to the security of President Obama if it seems that he's trying to diminish the role of the Christians in this great nation called America?
Ooh.
Well, wow. You know, I can go back to what happened under the Clinton administration, and they used the federal RICO statutes, and that's dealing with racketeering and trade between states, to go after pro-life protesters who are not engaged in violence of any type. They just picketed silently and carefully outside of abortion clinics, and yet a lot of those folks were sent to prison under the RICO statutes. And so who knows what this administration is going to do when it comes to a case like what happened to Dr. Tiller. So we'll have to wait and see on that. But certainly every trend, we just mentioned about the fact that the Department of Homeland Security under this administration is watching people they perceive to be right-wingers, whatever that means. And so, you know, this should give everyone a little bit of heartburn about what may be coming out of the White House as an aftermath of this. That's for sure.
Hey, Mac, I mean, your statement was you're right. You're walking the border there, because I know what you were trying to say.
I know.
And while I don't believe that murder is right, obviously, I understand we were discussing some other areas of that. But you were almost on the border of somebody taking the law into their own hands, and you just didn't say to shoot somebody.
Well, and we
all know who you were talking about.
I just worry.
That's scary.
I just worry, as much as I may not like him as our president and worry about our country, I would never want anything bad to happen to him. He's still a father, he's still a husband, he's still a son, and he is the president of the United States, and I'll take a bullet for the man. I'll stand in between me and him, or some guy who wants to shoot him, and I'll take the bullet for him because he's my president.
But there are so many right-wing
fanatics out there, whether they be skinheads,
oh yeah,
whether they be Ku Klux Klan, whether they be—I mean, look at this guy that drove 3.5 hours from or was it 7 hours from Kansas City,
yeah,
to shoot this abortion doctor, yeah, who does late-term abortions. Yeah. If we have an administration that tries to step in and diminish Christianity and in fact make it hard for us to express our faith and our religion publicly, man, there's going to be some people out there that see Obama as the devil incarnate.
Exactly. Here's the thing. I agree with you 100%. He does. If it comes down to protecting the president, I am not personally protecting the man. Okay. I want you to understand. I want to be very clear here. I do not believe that I'm protecting the man. I'm protecting the man that holds the highest office in our country, and out of respect to him, even though he's not respecting me to other countries, even though he is diminishing who I am as an American to other countries, I still respect the position. It cannot be proven that he's the wrong guy, that he shouldn't have been voted in, that was floated around some time back. The fact of the matter is he's there, period, the end, and you're right. But I am fearful that there's going to be some whack job that thinks that God talks to him every day and goes, "You're the angel that needs to take care of this." That scares me too, Mac, because that would not be right. That would diminish our country.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I deplore abortion, and you and I have had debate over this, that is one thing that I don't even believe in abortion for incest or rape. It's murder, and it shouldn't be. As much as I hate that, I can't imagine driving 7.5 hours to kill a doctor to put in jeopardy my own freedom who's performing late-term abortions.
I need to address Ustreamer 85059. I'm sorry, but I just don't believe that Mac would take a bullet for Obama, no offense intended. And we understand there's no offense intended, but let me tell you, as his friend, and everybody knows my position, Mr. Obama, I believe he would. Even though he believes that Obama is dismantling our way of life, I understand that. But, folks, please, let's take it to a higher level. Who does this man stand for? Us, the American people.
He's our president.
So he's our president, and you that read your Bible will read the section in there that we're supposed to pray for those that are in office. That being the case, yeah, I believe that Mac would do it. Mac, I stand behind you, and I would be right there with you if that were the case.
Our guest today has been a gentleman by the name of Jim Jacobson. His website is ChristianFreedom.org. Look him up. You are on our tribe page, Jim, as you are now a member of Max World Live Tribe, and we look forward to having you back again just as soon as you can take the time. And God bless you for you and the work that your organization's doing.
Hey, thanks so much. Great to be with you guys today.
All right, that's wrapping it up for us on TalkZone.com. For those of you who continue to listen, Jonathan's Front Porch is next, and that's at Des Moines Local Live here on one of the world's first live internet radio stations, MaxWorldLive.com.
Hey, it's Doug, the Max World Live Tech Angel. If you feel invisible online, don't have your cousin Marty build you a website, and don't run out and drop $10,000 on graphic design. What you need is what we deliver, and that's online findability. If you're that company, you know, the one overwhelmed by technology, stop. You have some catching up to do. Create Wow Media provides the platform for you to become findable where everyone is looking. Find us today at createwowmedia.com.
I love my wife.
I've loved my wife since the day I met her. In fact, I have told hundreds of people, and I'll tell you right now, it was love at first sight. And over 20 years of being together, I guess just like all of us, we put on a little weight. Didn't matter to me. She's still my dream girl. But it mattered to her. So about a year ago, my wife found a program called MediFast. M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T. MediFast Iowa. It is a program controlled by doctors, and it taught CJ how to eat better, how to eat right. And now, almost a year later and 30 pounds less, my dream girl fits into her wedding dress. I didn't care if she lost weight, but I care that she's happy about the way she looks. And on MediFast, my wife is happier than she's been in years. So if you're looking for a program to help you lose weight and stick with it, MediFastIowa.tsfl.com or go to MaxWorldLive.com and look at MediFast. It will change your life.
Your paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Pure Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.